Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. So there have been a couple of changes today here over at 610 Sports Radio. The phone number that you currently have for the radio station no longer works. We have a new one today. I just found this out earlier today. I got an email that said that the old phone number didn't work anymore, and we got a new one. So I'm getting used to it myself. 913-586-7610. So save this in your phone. If you've got the old number saved in there, delete it. I don't know what phone number that takes you anymore. I don't know whose phone number that is. But it is no longer 610 Sports Radio. 913-586-7610 is the new phone number. Now, before we move on, when you text that number, you will get some kind of weird message that says that your text is not recognized. I assure you that means you text the right number. We're trying to get it fixed, but you know how this can be. And let's be honest, y'all know how Odyssey get down sometimes. I don't have no control over that. I wish we had the old phone number too. I like the old phone system. They told me we can't have it anymore. So I'm just doing what I got to do. Hopefully you do the same. 913-586-7610. 10, that is the new phone number. So if you just text to that number, I appreciate you. And yes, I see it. Yes, even you that said your opinion on movie sucks, I also see your text as well. Someone said, is Spec still an idiot? No, I would never say that about Spectre. Spectre is a fine man. And when you see Spectre out in public, you should tell him, hey, you know what? Carrington thinks the world of you and thinks that you are a phenomenal human being. And just see what he says. This is Rob's actually last hour for the day. Rob will not be here tomorrow. I don't know where Rob is going. Rob is going out of town. I'm also going out of town this weekend. So both Rob and I will not be in Kansas City. Rob told me this is the song he wants to hear when we sign off for the day.
1, 2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait.
Oh, that's definitely part of the vibe this weekend,
yeah,
my man.
Sure.
Little sun, little pool, little day drinking.
That song will never not be funny to me. Oh, my goodness. I can just see you when you were cutting the audio for like, oh, yeah, they're going to love this one. You were definitely hyping yourself up like that was the one. You thought you had a smoker on your hands. You thought you had a heat rock. Oh, man, this is gonna kill them. I'm definitely winning when this plays. You played that song and got crickets booed. People threw tomatoes at you. Absolute tomatoes. Someone said this new number sucks. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it. Not a big fan of it either, honestly. Not a huge fan.
I mean, you'll adjust. It's one difference in number.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I went through all the, that wasn't the old phone number. We've had three phone numbers now in a year. I missed the old number.
I mean, when I first started, the text line was like 2-0. It was something just weird.
Yeah, now it's a new one. Yeah, it's I don't know. Someone said there hasn't been a day this week that I haven't joined and that song had played. That's our song. That's basically the intro.
I mean, we play it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, You don't expect to, when you turn on for Friends, you don't expect to hear a different theme song. You want to hear the Friends theme song. That's our theme song. Someone said, are we going to have the Royals in the hits today? We have actually not talked about the Royals at all today. We have not talked Royals at any point. I don't know why we would talk about the Royals. What reason is there? I mean, if you guys want a random lineup, just say it. You don't have to beat around the bush and say, hey, are you talking Royals? If you want a random lineup from 1997, we can just do it. That can be hit number one. Someone on the text line said that Odyssey makes more wholesale changes than the Royals. That's fair.
Well, yeah, because the Royals never make changes. They got stars like Santana that can't get out of the way.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, if there's one thing we're going to do, we certainly hold people accountable here. You have a bad ratings quarter. Oh, you're definitely having a talk. Hey, your number's a little down there. What's been going on? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the baseball team. They're not really winning a whole lot of games right now.
We have to carry that team for day games.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, number one, I got to carry the Chiefs not having any news, and now you're asking me to carry this losing baseball team. I'm only one man. What can I do? All right, Rob, let's see if we can give the people a random lineup for the last one for the week.
Oh, I got a random
lineup.
Let's
see if we can give them a random lineup for the day. I'm all for giving people random lineups. We appreciate you listening. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. There's so much happening today in the world of sports, but this is really the number one hit.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta, RIP, passed away today at the age of 67 in the Dominican Republic. He is in Field of Dreams. He is Shoeless Joe Jackson. He is also Henry Hill in the classic movie Goodfellas. So RIP to him. Thoughts and prayers to his family. Sounds like it was very unexpected. He was in the Dominican Republic shooting another movie and just passed away today. So very sad to hear that about Ray Liotta. Goodfellas. Great American cinema. I'm going to make that hit number one. Let's pay our proper respects to Ray Liotta, who passed away today. Rob, you know what? There was other things that happened. Let's get to it.
The Hits. Getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work. Number one.
Well, no matter what the hits are or what day or what time we play them, they are always brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967. Carrington, you got an email earlier today, and I'm going to call it your email because you are Chargers Dot, saying the leader in the clubhouse for NFL MVP in May, the betting favorite, is one Justin Herbert. Should Chiefs fans be running to Kansas first and foremost, then to the window to put money on your boy, the former Duck, to win MVP?
This is what I'm going to advise everybody to do right now. Trying to cut the beat. I want people to hear this because I want people to make smart financial decisions. I'm here to try to make you guys money. First off, you should call Golden Oak Lending and take all the equity out of your home. You then should take all the money that you have saved for your investments, your kid's future, the stock market, your 401k, your Roth IRA, whatever you have put money aside for the future, your savings, your emergency savings, the change in your car, wherever you store money, you should take all of that money and bet it on Justin Herbert to win NFL MVP this year. You guys made fun of me. You laughed at me. I was just a year early on the Chargers. Look at the offseason the Chargers have had. We bring back all the key offensive members, make big time pushes on the defense. J.C. Jackson, Khalil Mack. I'm telling you guys, this is your chance to get in early. You might have missed getting in early on Netflix. You could have been rich. Maybe you had a chance early on to invest in Tesla and you missed it. You could be retired right now. You could be Elon Musk. I'm going to give you that opportunity today to bet on Justin Herbert to win NFL MVP. I had more to say about that.
No, you were done.
You just cut me off because I'm trying to give people sound financial wisdom.
Speaking of MVP, the MVP of the offseason, or at least of social media, is former Clemson wideout Justin Ross.
That might also be the Chargers, too. You know what? The Chargers dominate May. I mean, there's no better team in the NFL in May than the Los Angeles Chargers.
I don't know, man. Justin
undefeated.
Ross.
They're undefeated in May. They've never lost in May.
They have been hurt in May, though. That's
you make good points. You're making strong points.
Speaking of hurt players playing in May, Justin Ross yesterday had social media all abuzz when he kind of, sort of, whatever, made a one-hand catch from the Chiefs social media account, getting Twitter yet again all astir. Carrington, can you believe the Chiefs keep hyping up Justin Ross to the level they are?
I mean, I definitely can understand why the Chiefs are doing this. This is the thing. You can cut the music down again. Let's have a serious conversation. I was joking earlier about the Justin Herbert thing. Don't take my advice there. Hope you understood that.
He wasn't joking, Kansas City.
Yeah. No, I was joking. Relax. Now you're about to have him after me. Like, I did something. I didn't do anything.
He also changed the phone number. Let's get
yeah, him. I did do that. 913-586-7610. That's the new phone line. Save that in your phone. Let's say that Justin Ross makes the team. Let's say best case scenario. He goes out there, OTAs, dominates. Goes out there in preseason, has a strong preseason. Andy's sitting there, Eric Bieniemy's sitting there, and they're debating to themselves how they could cut Justin Ross. They're fearful that if they cut Justin Ross, then another team would simply claim him on the roster. How many offensive players on this team are ahead of Justin Ross? The one thing I would like for people to maybe help me with just a little bit to define, what are the expectations for Justin Ross? Is the hype that you have this former elite prospect that you didn't have to really use any asset to acquire him and you're hopeful for the future? Or are we discussing Justin Ross as someone who can help the Chiefs in 2022? Because I don't think he can help the Chiefs this season. There are four wide receivers that are ahead of him. Juju Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Now, maybe one of those guys get injured. So then he's behind three people this season, just at wide receiver. We know he's behind their number one tight end. So that's five people we think are ahead of him in terms of the offensive importance and who's going to get the ball and who's not going to get the ball. Now, Rob, even in the best case scenario, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to touch the ball more this season than Justin Ross. Ronald Jones is also going to touch the ball this season and have more opportunity. I just named seven people. At best, we think Justin Ross is going to be their eighth offensive weapon. That's not including a number two tight end, another wide receiver, maybe another running back, because that's not including any of those things. So my question on the hype for Justin Ross this season is simply, what's your expectations? Now, I don't know if I'm talking to everybody here, or this is a very vocal minority of people. If your hope is like Rob and I's hope, then I think you're on the right side. Hey, this was a smart move. This was a player who was a 1,000-yard receiver at Clemson, who was getting back healthy, who was getting his body right. He comes in here. He has a good offseason. Maybe you put him on IR to stash him. Maybe you put him on the practice squad and you protect him. And then next season, when we expect more wide receiver turnover, then we can start to have a real conversation about how Justin Ross can really help this team. But I just don't see where there is an offensive fit for really any other player this season. So you can copy everything I'm saying about Justin Ross and apply that to Cornell Powell. You can apply everything I just said about Justin Ross and apply it to Josh Gordon. Why are we talking about the Chiefs' eighth or ninth offensive weapon this season? That guy has 100 yards total offense this year. He's just not a big factor this season. Not to say he can't be down the road, but I just want to know what the expectation is. We had a caller earlier today. We bet wings on it.
I'll tell you what. I think he's going to get at least 500 yards, and I will put some peanut wings on the line.
Okay, so you got 500 yards this season. Hold on. We're talking this season, not in his career. We're talking for the 2022 season.
This season, coming up.
Text line 913-576-7610. Who's to say that there's guaranteed spot for the current receivers? We don't have a true number one. What are you talking about? We think there's a scenario in which Sky Moore doesn't make the team. There's a scenario in which Marquez Valdes-Scantling doesn't make the team. There's a scenario in which Juju Smith-Schuster's not on the team. We think they're cutting Mecole Hardman. Is Justin Ross ahead of any of those people? So, yes, they have guaranteed spots. They might not have guaranteed roles, but there are certainly guaranteed spots that are on this. Guaranteed spots. CDOT, why are you doubling down on this? You know we got the Twitter receipts when you were proven wrong. You guys do this with every new shiny offensive player. Remember when we did the same thing with Darwin Thompson? Remember we did the same thing for Josh Gordon? Remember we did the same thing when they added Kelvin Benjamin? We always do this. Again, I'm not anti-Justin Ross on this. This is what always happens. You guys always push it to the limit, and then I'm the one that's like, whoa, let's slow down a little bit. Oh, why are you hating? I'm not hating. Justin Ross does not have 400 yards receiving this year. If Justin Ross has 400 yards receiving, something terribly went wrong with at least three of your receivers this year. Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt week three. Sky Moore is a bust. That's the only way I can see this season him helping him. That's not long term. But for this individual season, I just don't see really a pathway for any other offensive player being a factor. That's it. That's all I feel about Justin Ross. You guys don't have to turn me anti-Justin Ross. Guys, I swear to you, I'm not anti-Justin Ross. There's no reason to be. But I would also say in that same vein that there's no reason to be anti. There's really no reason to be very pro Justin Ross right now either. We're talking about a guy who was undrafted, who was only medically cleared by four teams. And then, yeah, that's it. Text line 913-586-7610. You said he would never see the field. You said he was practice squad at best. If Ross is one of our top three guys, why does it matter where we're playing? He's not going to be one of their top three receivers this year. He's not. Under any circumstance, is he going to be one of their top three receivers this year? No chance. I do wonder this. Is the hope for Justin Ross more about the prospect, or is it feeling down on the rest of their receivers? Because if you really believe in their receiver group, and we believe that Patrick Mahomes can make stars out of anyone, like I've heard all offseason, when I was sitting here every day leading into the draft saying, go get Jamison Williams. Oh, we don't need to do that on wide receiver because Mahomes can make anybody a wide receiver. Well, if Mahomes is making anybody a wide receiver, then Justin Ross does not factor into that. Because they got those guys this year. You've got MVS, you've got Juju, you've got Mecole Hardman, you've got Sky Moore. You got guys that are going to catch passes this year. That's not to count what we know you're going to get from what you know you're going to get from Travis Kelce. And then you got running backs that you got to feed. I just want you guys to keep the hope and optimism realistic. That's it. Just realistic.
Three.
I'm a man of the people, so I'm going to make hit number three today's Random Royals lineup.
We're where you want to be.
Bum, bum.
Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, you said let's flash back to the year 1997, so that's what I did.
I could live with that.
On this date in Royals history, stunner, they lost. They lost 2-1 at home in 11 innings to the Oakland Athletics. Here is today's random Royals lineup.
All I know is this. If Willie Wilson or Joe Randa aren't in this lineup, throw it away.
Leading off the second baseman.
Willie Wilson?
Jose Offerman. Batting second, the shortstop.
Definitely Willie Wilson.
Jay Bell.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Bell.
It's a weird lineup because batting third is left fielder Bip Roberts.
Bip. Hold on really quick. Can you go back and look at Bip Roberts and see what he did?
What do you mean what he did?
Like for the season. Like what was – Bip Roberts is their three hitter. What kind of season did Bip Roberts
Bip
put
got
together?
Traded in 97.
He got traded? A
couple different teams in 97. Man.
Bip?
Bip hit 302.
Come on, Bippy.
302. Bip was hitting.
He definitely had minimal pop.
His slug was not great.
Minimal pop. How many home runs do you have? Seven?
Going back to Bip's page. Bip in 97 had four homers.
Four. The Royals three hitter had four home runs.
Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jeff King.
Jeff King.
Batting sixth.
Can you imagine if you pulled up at Kauffman Stadium, you had a King jersey?
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my God.
Batting fifth.
What number did King wear? What was like a cool number? King 47.
Jeff King wore seven. Batting fifth, the DH, Chili Davis.
Chili.
Now there's a jersey to get.
Chili.
Batting sixth, the third baseman, Craig Paquette.
Chili is a very underrated nickname, man. Can you imagine one day on the playground, like your name is Jonathan, and you're like, man, this is like a regular name. And then you just do something so cold that like, yo, man, we're going to start calling you Chili. Oh, man, and it sticks. Think about it, Rob. You don't even have a nickname. You're just Rob.
Mm-hmm.
What if your nickname was Chili?
Be a better nickname.
Chili Brinton.
Doesn't work the same when you're...
Yeah, it's not the same, but like Chili. Like, think about it. Some people get really cool nicknames. Like, some of you, your name is Charles. People just started calling you Chip. And now you just go by Chip for the rest of your life. Like, oh, okay, whatever. This guy's name was Eldrick, and people started calling him Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck. And now other people see you in the street, and they're like, you're Tiger. That's a cool nickname. Not C-Dot. It's stupid. I want to be Chili or Tiger or something cool like that.
Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike McFarland.
Mike McFarland. Who was hitting sixth?
Craig Paquette.
Oh, you didn't say Craig Paquette.
Craig Paquette bats sixth at played third base.
Craig Paquette.
Batting eighth, the center fielder, Tom Goodwin.
Ooh, Tommy.
And batting ninth in right field, but was taken out for injury, Johnny Damon.
Oh, man.
He was replaced by David Howard. The Royals got nine out of Kevin Apier that day, only giving up one run. But an extra inning, someone named Mike Williams came in and blew it. The Royals lose 2-1 at home to the Oakland Athletics on this date in 1997.
Someone said, this lineup is from my heyday. This is a great lineup. I would love to talk to Chili Davis.
This lineup scores seven on Jackson Kowar.
You're telling me if you were playing beer league softball and the other team had a first baseman and they were calling him Chili, you know you're losing that day. 100% you're losing. You have no chance of beating that team if they're calling somebody on the other team Chili. He's good. He definitely got D1 looks.
Same theory, though, if you're in beer league softball and they're like, all right, here comes a three-hitter, and you hear from the dugout, go get him, Bip!
Bip has zero pop.
Bip ain't
Bip
it over
has
us.
No pop. No one is terrified of Bip whenever Bip comes to the plate. Who's that over? That was just Bip. You hear Chili coming up to the plate. You're like, oh, snap. Chili goes up there, takes some BP cuts. Chili Davis. Can we put him in the Royals Hall of Fame? Is he in there?
I mean, you're putting everyone in nowadays.
I mean, have you seen the Royals Hall of Fame? They put everyone in.
Are you a red-blooded American? Welcome in.
Yeah, they put everybody in there.
If you're going to put Chili in, you got to put Bip in. A little separate, wing of elite nicknames.
We can't put Bip in there. Stop it. I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you put Bip Roberts in there.
Who he was a three-hitter.
Who had four home runs from the three spot.
Bob Boone, not great lineup construction. He had five pinch hitters this day.
Who was the all-star for the team? That had to be Apier.
Got
to
be Apier.
Yeah, it had to be Apier that year. I mean, you got to have one of them, and I know Bip didn't make it. I know it.
Could have been Johnny Damon.
Someone said 97 was prime steroids era two, and he only hit 3 home runs. We know that Bip never got the random drug test, ever. They never were like, hey, Bip, they need to see you. You got to pee in this cup. They were never worried about Bip's pop.
Chili got popped a lot, I bet.
100%. Was targeted Chili.
Another day for Chili to get a drug test.
Yeah.
Bip was begging to take one. Bip was begging to get caught.
Bip. All right, we're off early today because of the Royals. Back again tomorrow. Rob will not be here. I will be here. Dusty Likens will be here. And tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, we will do a special Memorial Day edition of Beers with Bank. That's tomorrow. Catch you guys. Take care. It's the drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.